people have been a big part of my dream. Because you brought me great joy.
You're a franchise quarterback.
E. Back off.
You're a franchise quarterback. Why?
They asked my opinion, so that's my opinion. So.
I saw.
Coach shut me down. God's testing me now. At the end of the day, my dad came to town.
Hey. Nice time, great job.
I'm here to
I'm on my name. You the starter.
You know what I'm saying?
That's football.
Just slide right.
I just weave
left. Just slide right. That being said,
Bullhead is wrong.
Hazing y'all, stop.
If we did,
we're sorry.
Nothing said,
we did not.
Overall, we need to make it first down.
Overall, we need to turn this thing around.
The count's playing well. Cutler's my guy.
Based on health, I got the wrong guy.
That's your best pick and roll.
That's my best play yet.
Yeah, just kind of pick and roll.
That was awesome.
Can't change who we are.
He laid a clean hit.
Man, raise the ring of honor. Oh, that was quick.
Ice up, son.
In the ice cold tub.
We are step up.
I'm Susie.
They're starting for the next 1,000 years.
I've been living a dream for 74 years.
Shoot
all the headlines
before
that. It never
got to
mind.
Shoot
all the blunders
before that.
Losing
the smart of life.
Shoot
the interceptions
before
that.
Shove
that where the sun don't shine.
Shoot
all the hearsay
before
that.
Until the
end of
time.
Hit in the nick. Personal foul.
My mom thought it was a penalty.
You can't hit him high, so gotta hit him low.
Not a good player.
That's his opinion, so.
Geno will start. Mark will not play. Very comfortable with Geno Smith.
On game day.
Slide right.
I just weave
left. Just slide right.
Now, with that being said,
make it stand
sandwich.
We're on level ground.
I'm not gonna turn
sandwich.
What are you talking about?
You and your numbers, man.
Don't get me a math major to figure out
the end of the day.
We're making mistakes.
Just trying to pass, pass, pass.
Throw this tape in the trash.
I came in 61, back in 85. Go Bears! What a great bunch of guys.
Yeah, Sickle
is a different team, different year.
And it's definitely not about winning with an old Cooper.
We need to take care of business.
Yeah.
What's your sense?
What's my sense?
That's a Mike McCarthy question.
This is a team sport.
I fell woefully short.
You know what the score was?
You
guys know? A little more.
Did he ever shot the puck?
Oh, I don't know. He was in a
third chance that he would play.
They were in it. Or they weren't able to play.
Were you not listening?
They were in it.
Shoot
all
the contracts
for
that.
It never
got to
mind.
Whatever.
Shoot
all the hard hits
being
for
that. I'm gonna pay half.
It's fine. Should
be disappointing.
Season
being
for
that. At
the appropriate time.
Shoot
all
the bad calls
being
for that.
Tell
the
end
of
time.
Do you have a favorite holiday song?
Actually, I enjoy all of them. It's a great time of year.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to the one and only NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. And we are here week 15 of the wonderful NFL season. What we like to do here on NFL Easy Picks, for those of you who've never listened before, we like to talk about, well, the National Football League. It's right in the name, NFL. We have a Pick'ems League. We have a Fantasy League, which Fantasy League is getting down to the end. We're into the playoffs. And we talk about our teams and go over tweets, emails, if we get either of both, and go through all our picks for the games of that week. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email us, nfleasypicks@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/nfleasypicks, and use hashtag nfleasypicks in your tweets, which could be read right here on this very show. Without any further ado, I am your host. I am Heavy Set, and I'm being joined by, as always, with the Mop Jockey.
Where the fuck is this global warming at?
Not here. Certainly.
Fuck no, it's not.
It's the only thing that makes me want to move down to Florida.
Yeah, I'm not that desperate to move.
I didn't say like I was going to, like, but like the weather, like to get out of it, you're like, you know, no snow.
They're eating people's faces in Florida. No, thank you.
That's true. They're terrible. But anyway, no Joe this week. He is too busy licking his wounds from the Dallas Cowboys losing to the New York Giants. You know, Mop, you can't spell Dallas without two L's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You mean the two L's that Joe got to me in the last 2 weeks?
Oh, so no hashtag the comeback?
Yeah, I put an end to the hashtag comeback.
Well, we'll get into more of our pick'ems, but let's start off talking about our teams. Well, there's only two of us, and let's talk about the Titans first.
They won. I don't know how, and I don't know if it's the Titans were good because Mariota only had like 88 yards passing. Fucking the Broncos offense is just so putrid. Holy crap, they are so bad. They're still in the fucking playoff hunt. I really hope DeMarco comes back. That's my only hope now is we keep DeMarco.
Yeah. How about the Bengals and the Browns?
Well, you want me to go first?
Sure.
Yay, the Bengals decide to play come week 13 and 14. Thanks, guys.
Yay, number one draft pick. Yay.
Exactly. Oh, God. And they're looking at getting AJ Green back this week. Essentially, they're eliminated from the fucking playoffs at this point. I mean, theoretically, they could make a run and get back. My God.
Listen, they're only the 12th seed right now.
Yeah, but like 8 through 11, like, all have the same record.
8 and 9 have the same record of 7 and 6. 10 and 11 have 6 and 7. Then you got the Bengals at 5, 7, and 1.
So theoretically, they could win out and get to 8, 7, and 1.
They could. I don't know if that would put them in the playoffs, though.
No, I said theoretically.
Theoretically.
Why? Why is AJ Green even going to bother coming back? Now, granted, I'm going to fucking start him this week in the WIR league.
Yeah.
But why? You're not playing for anything. Why rush a fucking franchise receiver who has a limited amount of snaps in their body? Why rush him back?
Because you play to win the game.
Not this year, you don't. You're not winning. Why? I would rather lose the rest of these games and save AJ.
That's gimmick infringement.
Why?
That's what we're doing.
Oh. No. You see, you guys aren't even the originator of that. The Colts did it several years ago.
No, they won a game.
Yeah, no, but I'm sorry, I don't care what anybody says. They wanted to lose all of those games to draft Andrew Luck.
So you want to get technical, the Lions were the first.
No, I think the Lions were just that fucking bad.
Yeah,
But look at them now.
I know, and that's what I want. Who did they draft?
I honestly don't remember who they drafted that year.
He's the guy behind center.
Was Stafford the number one pick?
Oh, yeah. Because they went.
See, I didn't know.
Stafford was 1 year. Bradford was the next. And I always got like them mixed up.
One's good, one's not.
No, like because the last name Stafford or Bradford.
I think Stafford's one that's got like 900 kids. No, that's Rivers that's got like 90 kids.
Yeah. But on the Brown side, it's kind of what I expected. We almost came back, but yeah. Oh, we were talking about before the show about news items. There is one news item. And it also comes from this game. Bengals got rid of their kicker.
Oh, that's right. I did see it. They signed a shithead from Pittsburgh. Congratulations.
That means they're destined for greatness.
Or their mediocrity will continue.
I don't say I say that with sarcasm.
I mean, he's no not Josh Brown. He's the one that got fired. He's no Robbie Gould.
Yeah. Okay, Joe. And the name we were thinking about last week, and it was literally not that long after we finished the episode. I was going through things. Actually, what it was is my Facebook memories. And I happened to mention this kicker's name because I forgot that he came to the Browns. Billy Cundiff.
The name rings a bell.
He was the kicker for the Ravens, and he missed a bunch. I think he missed some in the Super Bowl. I can't remember. I know he missed one against the Patriots the season before, and that's what caused the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl. And he was kind of a shitty kicker. But we were talking about him last week, and because I forget what we were talking about, like bad kickers or something.
I thought we were talking about like a kicker that used to be on the Bears.
We were talking about kickers, and we were talking about how some of them, I think, just go sour. And I just remember, like, when I always think of that, I always think of Billy Cundiff. Because the year that the Ravens cut him, they cut him preseason, and they literally cut him right after fantasy draft where I picked him up. I was like, man.
Motherfuckers.
And the next week, in another draft, I happened to pick up this guy named Chad Johnson, formerly known as Ocho Cinco, and Miami cuts him.
Oh, God, I forgot he went to fucking Miami.
Yeah, because he was, like, barely there. Or I think he got there, and then he had the domestic violence thing, and they're like, yeah, bye.
Amazing how that seems to work out when you're no longer good, how fast they get rid of you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, kickers are, it's such a fucking mental game. Uh-huh. Once you get it in your head that you can't kick, you're fucked.
And then we had the Bears winning. I mean, losing. I was thinking, I don't know why I said winning. And, yeah, I kind of figured they wouldn't win. Literally, I think within minutes, the Browns lost and the Bears lost. And I went, my team suck.
Yeah, but Barkley looks all right. You guys get Jeffries back this week.
Yeah, like you said, it doesn't matter. With the Bears, they are the... Oh, they have them off this list of where they rank. Yeah. But I have to do the math. They are the... In the NFC, because technically it's not a seed anymore, they're 15th place.
Oh, that's really good. I mean, there's only, like, one team worse. I mean, come on. But you say it doesn't matter, but Jeffries is playing for a contract. He's under the franchise tag right now, and I don't think he wants to be under it again. So, yeah, he's playing for a payday for these next three games.
Yeah, and his first opponent is going to be a tough one.
Who do they play this week?
Packers.
Dude, the Packers' defense is not very good. I really think that they can get torched. The problem is the fucking Packers' offense is rolling, and the Packers will just outscore them.
Yeah. In the NFL as a whole, the Bears would be in...
Be 30th.
29th.
Who's the one between San Francisco and Chicago?
Jacksonville.
Oh, God. Are they really?
Uh-huh.
That's fucking sad.
2-11.
Dude, I really thought Jacksonville was going to be better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Oh, we'll talk more about that week. Not technically 17. We'll do week 18 with wildcard. We'll talk about how where we thought everybody was going to be.
And how big of disappointments two teams for sure are.
Yeah. It's sad that I think I put the Browns would get 4 wins and they're not even going to get that.
I think I had a certain team that is a red bird at like 13 wins.
If they win out, they'll be 5 away.
Only 5?
Only 5 away.
And zero chance of actually getting where I think they should have gotten?
Yeah. It's okay. I think I know people who pick the Rams to do a lot better. I think I did pick the Rams to do a lot better.
I think, better than they're doing for sure. I think I still had them at like 8-8, 7-9. I still had them in that range, but the last 2 weeks, New Orleans and Atlanta, they've figured that fucking defense out.
All right. That was us going over our teams. Now let's go over the pick'ems. Everybody got Pittsburgh right. Everybody got Cincinnati right. Everybody got New England right. A lot of games where someone picked opposite of everybody and either got it right or wrong. Some reason DRG picked Chicago over Detroit. That didn't happen. But it's balanced out, too. He also thought the Texans were going to beat the Colts, unlike everybody else, and he was right there. Ant, obviously, picked the New York Giants to beat the Cowboys, and he was the only one that got that one right. But to balance it out again, he was the only one that thought the Jaguars were going to beat the Vikings, and unlike everybody else, and he got wrong. And then there were 3 games, which I don't understand this, that Karp didn't even pick. Now, normally you'd figure like they're all in a row. It's literally the Thursday night game, Carolina and San Diego, and Tampa Bay and New Orleans.
Yeah, that's weird.
Uh-huh. I have to ask him about that.
Yeah, especially when wasn't he like bragging about being the leader?
Yeah.
Of the pick'ems and then not even picks games.
Which, we'll get more into that. In last place for the week, Karp with 8. Joe and Ant tied at 9. DRG and Shane tied at 10. Mop and Wayne and GBL tied at 11. Mart with 12. And best of the week, myself with unlucky 13. Which, that brings my totals. Not my totals, but Clinton's, like, it's tough to look at early in the year, but as the year goes on, there's a part of Yahoo that will show you how everybody, well, shows you the rankings and then shows you what everybody did for the week. And if you had the best of that week, that week is highlighted green for you. And I got my first one last week, and then I followed up with Agua. I should say I got it with tied with 2 other people. And then I followed up with another best. And actually the week before that, I was in second behind Karp. So I'm coming back. because I was in 10th place, and I'm not now, but the thing I like is it's all fairly close right now. But, see, I was double-checking stuff, like, I've gotten two best of the weeks, but right now, who's the guy? One of the people who are in first, spoiler alert, Mart, he has four best. I think that's actually the best anybody is on here. But let's get into the actual standings that we have. And in 10th place, Ant with 118. A three-way tie for 7th, GBL, Wayne, and Mop with 122. In 6th place, DRG, 123. Tied for 4th place, myself and Joe with 124. In a three-way tie for 1st, Mart, Shane, and Carp. All right, let's look into our fantasy league that we got. We have the playoffs going off right now, and the matchups we had last week, the newly named Fucking Sharts beat the Fighting Sharks. Die Cronky Die beat Bartender. Future Browns QB beat Hashtag The Comeback again.
2 weeks in a row.
And Stormborn beat Men in Tights. So that leaves for this week. The championship bracket is Future Browns QB versus Die Cronky Die, Fucking Sharts, which I guess will change probably to something Game of Thrones because he'll be going up against Stormborn. In the consolation bracket, which really doesn't mean anything in this league, the Fighting Sharks versus Men in Tights and Bartender versus Hashtag The Comeback. Then the winners of the first two that I mentioned will play in the championship game and be the winner of the NFL Easy Picks Fantasy League, which, yeah, you got you. You have a guy who is boycotting football right now, last that I knew. You have Jack.
Oh, because of the fucking Rams moving?
Yep. You have a Brit, and you have MJR.
And I'm going to be out this week. Just like I said last week. I don't know how I've gotten this goddamn far.
Yeah, I wonder who's going to win. Anything can happen. All right, let's go over our picks for this coming week, week 15. And we will start with, trying to figure out where the hell I did with the games. Let's start with the 6-7 Buffalo Bills hosting the 0-13 Cleveland Browns. The Bills are a 10-point favorite. Yeah, I'm 0-16. Here we come. And I'm picking the Bills.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bills on that one, too.
One more time, a little bit clear.
I am going to take the Bills also.
Mucha better. The 3-10 Chicago Bears hosting the 7-6 Green Bay Packers. The Packers are a 6.5-point favorite. I'm picking the Green Bay Packers.
I too will take the Green Bay Packers because I think they're going to end up winning out and get the playoffs. And you talk about a team nobody wants to face, and that is Green Bay.
Nah, moving on right down the line. We have the 8-5 Pittsburgh Steelers at the 5-7 Cincinnati Bengals. The Steelers are a 3-point favorite. I'm picking Pittsburgh.
I'm actually going to go ahead and take the Bengals. They've kind of been on a roll. It's in Cincinnati, so Ben's going to be on the road. So let me have the Bengals.
And, works out perfect. Literally, on Yahoo, these are the four games in a row. The 7-6 Tennessee Titans at the 10-3. I just realized I didn't say the Cincinnati Bengals tie. God damn it. Anyway, like it matters. The 7-6 Tennessee Titans, repeating myself, going up against and at the 10-3 Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 5-point favorite. Chiefs are on a roll. I'm picking the Chiefs.
The Chiefs are on a roll, and they get the extra days to prepare. I'll take Kansas City.
Hey, Mops, connection. Don't bail out on me now.
I don't think it's connection. I think it's me. I'm just tired.
No, you should hear it. Like, it, literally, when you just spoke before this last thing you said, like, you started off bad connection, and then you went to better connection. Like, within you talking, like, it all improved, so it's kind of funny.
Fucking internet.
All right, so I guess now we move on to the hashtag huddle segment, and we got no emails, but we do have tweets. We have two of them, whopping two. I guess we'll start with at Real Joby Jr., who's not here. He says, I love the Browns, and I can't wait for them to win the Super Bowl. Hashtag dog pound. Hashtag NFL East Picks. That sounds like something Joe would tweet, right?
Yeah, yeah, real close.
Like, if I were a dick, I would just move on to the next tweet and not even act like that's not the real thing.
It's not like he's going to listen and find out.
But he says, really says, the last time the Browns won a game was 364 days ago, hashtag NFL Easy Picks, which that was 2 days ago as of this recording. So 366 years ago, this is leap year. So 1 year ago today, the Cleveland Browns last won a game. But you know who the team we beat was?
No.
The San Francisco 49ers, 24-10.
And you're proud of that?
No, no, we both still suck.
And we'll continue to suck.
We were better than them last year, but we got rid of more players, so we're going
to
suck.
All I know is Jamie Collins needs to get signed if you seriously want to start building that team.
Okay, Ross Tucker.
No, dude, the little bit I've seen of the Browns, every time on defense, Jamie Collins is around the fucking ball.
When I think of Jamie Collins, do you know what I think of? Have you seen Major League 2?
God, yes, but it's been a million years ago.
Okay, do you remember the one player that comes in and he's kind of like this really cocky guy, and then he ends up getting traded?
Not exactly, no.
Okay, because that's what I think of Jamie Collins, because I don't know much about him, like as in how he is in the locker room and whether he wants to be with the Browns, probably not. I just picture him just waiting, like, all right, you know, fucking Belichick traded me here. As soon as this year's up, I'm going somewhere else. That's what I fear, but it's trying to convince him to stay. That's hard.
That's the one thing that I'm kind of concerned with him, is he's very, very talented. Why would Belichick trade him mid-season like that? That makes me wonder if there is something there, you know what I mean? Some kind of an attitude problem.
Yeah, there's been mixed rumors, but nothing confirmed that I know of. But
then again, getting traded may have, you know, been the kick in the head he needed to get going.
I would like to see him stay. He is a guy that they could build the defense around, and adding Joe Hayden to him, and that would probably be our best players on defense. Now it's time to build something there, somewhere in the defense. And actually, when it comes down to our first pick overall, if we get it, I want to see them pick defense, kind of. Because I was looking back at the past 16 years or so of number one picks. And actually, it's really easy if you go to Wikipedia, type in NFL draft, pick a year. And then it literally, like, one of the first things it tells you is who's the first one picked. So seeing some of those names going, like, most of them weren't that bad. As much as I would love to get a Matthew Stafford, I think I'd want a J.J. Watt more.
Even a Mario Williams, who, I mean, he's not great, but he's a solid defensive lineman. You know what I mean?
Give me a J.J. Watt, though. If we could find one.
Who the fuck doesn't want J.J. Watt, minus the back injuries?
Yeah.
But I've always said, dude, teams that are rebuilding, it's nice to have that big, flashy quarterback. But look at the Rams. When your offensive line can't stop anyone, your big, flashy quarterback is going to get the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah. All right. And we have one more tweet from at Killer Carpe Diem, hashtag NFL Easy Picks, mentioning to at Real Joby Jr. Must have been so sad when his boys lost to Eli again. Hashtag Giants are better than boys.
Yeah. I just, after last week, everybody imploding on old Eli and the Giants, it's good to see them pull one out when they sneak into the fucking playoffs and run the table.
Yeah, which we could go over right now, looking at the playoff picture. It's changed since the last time we talked about it a little bit. The number one seed in the AFC is now the Patriots, with the number two seed being the Kansas City Chiefs, the number three seed being the Pittsburgh Steelers, the number four seed is the Houston Texans, the fifth seed, the Los Angeles Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, Oakland Raiders, and the sixth seed, the Denver Broncos, with Broncos Steelers and Raiders Texans happening. Which I think last time we talked about this, obviously Raiders were one or two. They bounced back and forth. And the Chiefs were wild card.
Well, yeah, a fucking win over. I mean, they were super close. Mm-hmm. And I think they still have the same record. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yes.
But yeah, since the Chiefs have the win over them now, it puts puts them back into the lead.
They have two wins over them, yeah.
Yeah.
And the NFC, the number one seed is still the 11-2, but no longer best in the NFL, maybe best in the NFC, but tied with best in the NFL. The number two seed, the Detroit Lions. The number three seed, the Seattle Seahawks. The number four seed, Atlanta Falcons. The number five seed, New York Giants. And the sixth seed, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Buccaneers, Seahawks going up against each other, with also the New York Giants and Falcons going up against each other. Which I think last time we looked at this, I know Seahawks were number two.
Yeah, I think that sounds right, yeah. Since they lost to Green Bay.
Yeah, yep.
But yeah, Tampa Bay's, man, that's a good surprise from them.
Them, the fucking... The Lions lost their best wide receiver and are currently in the playoff hunt. Or playoff mix. They're not in the hunt, but they're in the mix.
They're going to make the playoffs, I would think. They'd really have to implode not to at this point. But, I mean, essentially what it did was it took the crutch away from Stafford. So now he has to look for the guys that are actually open rather than just tossing it up to Calvin.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, they did add Marvin Jones. Ebron is he's second year.
LeBron?
Yeah, LeBron. No, Ebron, I believe he's a second year player. He's a monstrous target. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, Stafford's actually having to show his true ability as a quarterback rather than just depending on the freak Calvin Johnson.
Yeah. And then teams in the hunt. Technically, we have seven teams on each conference. We have, really quick, the Dolphins, Ravens, Titans, Colts, Bills, Bengals, and Chargers in that order. In the AFC and in the NFC, the Redskins, Vikings, Packers, Cardinals, Saints, Panthers, Eagles. I think on the NFC side, the ones that could possibly sneak in there is probably ninth seed up, which is Packers, Vikings, Redskins.
Yeah, that four-way, four teams playing for one spot is going to be a lot of fun.
I mean, currently, they're all under the sixth seed, just by wins. And which that's one of the points where the tie fucks the Redskins. Because if they would have the win instead of the tie, they could possibly be the sixth seed at this time. I don't know about the AFC side.
Yeah, it's not real problem. I know the Dolphins and Denver kind of battling it out. But, I mean, the Dolphins just lost Tannehill probably for the rest of the year with ACL, MCL, whatever the hell it was. God, Denver's offense is so bad. It's just there's nothing really exciting about the wild card in the AFC other than either the whoever it is, Chiefs or Raiders, whoever winds up being that fifth seed. Mm-hmm. That's the only exciting part of it.
All right. That's enough of that. That's enough with tweets. Thank you, both of you, Joe and Carp, for sending in tweets. And let's finish up the show and finish going over the rest of the games. Starting off with the 4-9 Los Angeles Rams at the 8-4 Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are a 15-point favorite. I'm going the Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Seahawks also. Do we want to talk about the firing?
Sure.
What was he, 2 days away from being the losingest coach in NFL history? Mr. Jeff Fisher.
Did you hear the stat that Bill Belichick could go 16-0 for 6 years straight and still have a better winning percentage than Jeff Fisher?
I think you meant 0-16. But yeah, what I didn't hear 16-0. Yeah, if he goes 16-0 for the next 3 years, yes, you're right. He will definitely have a better winning percentage.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. 0-16. Normally when you say Patriots, you just think 16-0. I know you don't, but
yeah, I think, what was it, 17-1? 18-1. Oh. 18-1. And guess who that was to? The Giants.
That's to Eli Manning. Anyway, but yeah, I think it's, like I said, 0-16 for 6 years, I thought I read.
I totally believe that, because the New England franchise is actually good and actually tries to put forth effort. And granted, I can't blame all of the problems that Fisher had there in St. Louis, L.A. Those teams were fucking bad.
Yeah.
His end of the run at Tennessee was pretty bad, too. So, I mean, if you don't give a coach anything to work with, how many wins do you expect?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, just like, okay, Chip Kelly and
Niners or
Hugh Eagles? Jackman, Hugh Jackson,
Wolverine
doing that. Wolverine,
I do it too. Trust me.
Wolverine and Chip Kelly.
Okay.
Can you really blame them for the season that they've had? I mean, Hugh Jackson's 0-3 or 0-13 right now. Is that his fault?
Oh no.
And the teams suck. So yeah, I mean, granted, he, you know, Fisher's probably been around 5 years longer than he should have, but it's, I mean, it's a team effort to lose that many games.
Mm-hmm. And correction, the Seattle Seahawks are 8-4-1 because I always forget that stat.
Oh, the tie.
Yeah. Because like I said, like I've said before, they don't put it in here on Yahoo, and I don't know why they don't. The 4-9 New York Jets hosting the 8-5 Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are a 2.5-point favorite. I'm going the upset. I'm going New York Jets.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and stay on Miami and hope that Matt Moore can do something, but... Boy, the Jets just, man, that looks like they just absolutely quit last week. That's why I just can't do it.
The 6-7 Indianapolis Colts at the 7-6 Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are a 3.5-point favorite. I'm going Minnesota.
Yeah, I saw Indy's put a couple more players on the IR. I think they're kind of mailing it in for the rest of the year, so I'll take Minnesota.
The 9-4 Detroit Lions at the 9-4 New York Giants. The Giants are a 4.5-point favorite. I'm going with the Giants.
As much as I love the Giants, that big win coming off of Sunday, Detroit finds ways to win games. I need upsets, so I'm going to take Detroit.
And I didn't realize this because I sat there and kind of like, what? How does that happen? The Jets game is on Saturday, and the Giants game is on Sunday.
This week?
Yeah.
I didn't think they started doing that until like week 16, 17.
Well, I know they're going to do it next
Is it next week or is it the following week? I know they do it 1 week of the year.
Well, they got to do it next week because it just so happens that Christmas is on a Sunday. So instead of having all those Sunday games, they only have a handful, like a special holiday, and all the games are put on Saturday instead. Like the regular game thing on Saturday, yeah.
Interesting. That matters for fantasy, actually. I need to be paying attention.
Because I was like, how in the hell do the Giants and Jets have a fucking home game the same day? Oh, yeah.
They're just going to do a doubleheader on Sunday.
And it doesn't help that my Yahoo likes to reset itself every so once in a while. It has me on Pacific time. So I'm looking at some of these games, and I'm like, how the fuck are we getting so many 10 o'clock games on Sunday? Oh, yeah. Fucking stupid fucking Yahoo.
Yeah, the app does that to me every once in a while.
The 5-4 Philadelphia Eagles at the 7-6 Baltimore Ravens. Going to Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, give me Baltimore.
The 2-11 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 7-6 Houston Texans. The Texans are a 6-point favorite. I'm going with Houston.
As am I.
The 1-12 San Francisco 49ers at the 8-5 Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are a 13.5-point favorite. And I thought the Browns' margin of picking was bad, 97-3%. It's even more lopsided. Atlanta over San Francisco, 98-2. Yeah, going with the Falcons.
Yep, take the dirty bird.
The 11-2 New England Patriots at the 8-5 Denver Broncos. The Patriots are a 3-point favorites. I'm going with the Patriots.
Yeah, I'll take the Patriots also.
The 5-8 San Diego Chargers at the hosting the 10-3 Oakland Raiders. The Raiders are a 3-point favorite. Go with Oakland.
Yes, Oakland again. Boys, we get a lot of the same.
Yeah. The 8-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the 11-2 Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys are a 7-point favorite. Going with the Cowboys.
I'm going to take Tampa Bay because Dak has been not good.
And the Monday night game, the 5-8 Carolina Panthers at the 7-5 Washington Redskins. The Redskins are a 4.5-point favorite. I'm going with Washington.
I'm going to take the redacted name.
The redacted name.
I had to come up with something different than the team, the illegal team or the band team or whatever it was we were calling them earlier this season.
Yeah. So that will do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks. Any final thoughts or last minute plugs? Mop.
Just at the Mop Jockey as always.
And of course, you can find myself at Heavyset330. You can find this show at NFL Easy Picks. You can email us, nfleasypicks@gmail.com. And if you use hashtag NFLEasyPicks on your tweets will be read right here on this very show, just like Carp and Joe, who's normally on the show, but he's crying and he needs a hug. So everybody, please send all your love to @RealJobyJr. and tell him that you're thinking about him and his time of need. That will do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks right here on the brand new Trending Topics Network. We will catch everybody right back here next week, and that would be the end of regulation time.